I hope you're using this every day, and if you know other boys and girls who aren't, why don't you tell them, give them the phone number and ask them to call to dial a story. My story today is about a leopard and the leopard spots. A leopard is a very vicious animal. They'll tear you to pieces in no time. Well, one time, many, many years ago, an English circus, was traveling in old Russia before the communists took over. So they stopped at a certain city for an engagement, and the keeper hired a Russian fellow to wash out some of the cages. The keeper couldn't speak any Russian, so it was necessary for him to show the Russian what to do. So he took a bucket and some water and a scrub brush, and he entered into the cage of a tame antelope, and he proceeded to scrub the cage floor. Then, as was his custom, he ran the brush up and down the back of the tame antelope a few times, much to the gentle animal's delight. So, turning the brush and bucket over to his hired man, he went on his way. When he was returned, he was horrified to see the Russian helper in the leopard's cage, vigorously rubbing the back of that dangerous beast with his brush. However, the huge cat seemed to be charmed at the massaging it was receiving. Instead of showing signs of being mad, it was stretched out its full length and was really enjoying this new treatment. Even though the man giving him didn't suspect that he was dealing with one of the worst and most vicious of all animals. I don't know what the Russian was trying to do, the keeper thought. He's likely trying to scrub those spots off of that leopard, for a leopard is a spotty animal. But to be sure, he could scrub and scrub and scrub. He'd never take those spots away. That's what the prophet Jeremiah said, boys and girls, in Jeremiah 13 and verse 23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then ye also can do good which are accustomed to doing evil. The leopard can't change his skin. You could wash it with all of the nitre or Mr. Clean or Javex or whatever you could get, and it would still be a spotted animal. You know, those spots are like our sins. The Bible says we can't get rid of them. Nothing we could do, all the good deeds and all the church going and praying we could ever do, wouldn't get rid of one spot. But you know the blood of Christ can. When you trust in Christ and His blood, you can be washed whiter than snow. Do it. Be saved today.